今天年初以来，神就把这个题目放在我的心中，要我全讲信、望、爱这三个神学美德。
Okay, my previous sermon was titled "The Necessity of Faith in Prayer."
我上一边讲到的题目是“祷告中信心的必要性”。
Due to limited time, I had to set aside a portion of that message, the part about faith as the key that unlocked heaven's door.
由于时间有限。我把其中一部分信心是开启天门的钥匙暂时搁置。
In this session, I want to make up for that part I put aside. This lead me to ask a deeper question. What is faith for? What are the purposes of faith?And sermons on this topic, but to my disappointment, I found almost nothing comprehensive. Out of curiosity, I asked a couple of top AIs to do the search for me.And they came back with the same results. There are many excellent books on the nature, definition, and cultivation of faith. However, there is hardly any discussion on the purposes of faith.I say this not to elevate myself, quite the opposite. This discovery humbles me deeply, even troubles me a little bit. Can you turn on the...Linda's voice.
Hello. Hello.
Okay.
The PowerPoint.
PowerPoint. Pumpy, the PowerPoint not working. Okay.I'm just an unknown preacher serving in a small church. I'm a nobody.
我是在一个小型教会里侍奉的无名传道人。我只是一个无名小卒。
I cannot fully comprehend why God, the creator and ruler of this universe, would stoop down and whisper something in the ear of someone as.Insignificant as I am.
我实在无法明白，为何创造和掌管宇宙万物的主，竟愿意俯身向我这个微不足道的人耳语。
But if God truly speaks to us today through this sermon, let us listen carefully, attentively, and receive His message.
但倘若神今天真的借着这篇讲道向我们说话，那就让我们专心聆听，领受他的信息。
Let us do review what we talked about last time on faith.
让我们来重温什么是合乎圣经说的信心。
Biblical faith is not superstition, not blind faith, and not self-confidence.
圣经说的信心不是迷信，不是盲信，不是自信。
The object of biblical faith is Jesus Christ, God Himself, not faith in faith.
圣经说的信心的对象是耶稣基督，神自己。不是相信信心。
Biblical faith is
圣经说的信心是
a gift from God
神的礼物
born from God's word
出自神的话语
God initiated it
由神启发
Christ centered
以基督为中心
Spirit empowered
靠圣灵赋予能力
And word anchored.
以神的话语为根基。
And finally, it is sustained. It's blocking it. It's sustained by God's grace.
靠神的恩典保守。
The Bible clearly tells us faith comes from God, not from ourselves.
圣经告诉我们，的话语是从神而来的，不是从我们来的。
Ephesians 2:8.
以弗所书二章八节。
Jesus is the author of our faith. Hebrews 12:2.
耶稣是我们信心的创始者。希伯来书十二章二节。
Faith is born when one hears God speak to him. Romans 10:17.
信心产生于听见来自神的话，罗马书十章十七节。
Now let me ask you, what are the purposes God give us faith?
现在我想问大家，神赐给我们信心的目的是什么
？I think almost everybody would say because God wants to save us through faith.
我想几乎所有的人都会说，因为神。想要透过信心拯救我们。
This answer is only partially correct. God has many more purposes in giving us faith, and we will explore these purposes in three sermons.
答案只对了一部分。神赐给我们信心还有许多其他的目的，在这三篇讲道中探讨这些目的。
I found out and I listed 11 purposes for faith.
我找到了十一个我立出了十一个关于信心的题目。
Number one, it is for spiritual perception.
第一个是属灵知觉。
Number two, connection with God.
第二个是与神连结。
Number three,Receiving from God.
第三，从神领受。
Number four, substantiating vision and promises of God.
第四，实现从神而来的意象和应许。
Number five, faith living.
第五，信心的生活。
Number six, living out God's calling.
第六，活出神的呼召。
Number seven, for trial.
第七，试炼。
Number eight, a more abundant life.
第八，生命更丰盛。
Number nine, overcoming adversities and adversaries.
第九，得胜逆境和仇敌。
Number ten, leaving behind a testimony.
留下美好见证。
Number 11, manifesting and glorifying God.
11, 彰显和荣耀神。
Well, this is 11 purposes, and there are a lot to talk about them.
有11个目的。
But we can categorize these 11 purposes into three groups.
把这十一项分类成三类。
Category one.
第一类。
Deals with the invisible, the unknown, and the unrealized.
涉及与到与看不见、未知道以及尚未实现的事物。
The scriptural basis is Hebrews 11:1-2.
圣经根据是希伯来书十一章一到二节。
Category two.
第二类目的。
Deals with living out a life of faith and calling.
涉及到信心的生活和呼召。
The scriptural basis is Habakkuk 2:4, Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, Hebrews 10:38, and Galatians 2:2.
圣经的根据是哈巴谷书二章四节，罗马书一章十七节，加拉太书三章十一节，希伯来书十章三十八节，加拉太书二章二节。
Category three，
第三类目的。
Deals with the testimony of faith that glorifies God.
涉及到展现和荣耀神的生命见证。
And the scriptural basis is Hebrews 11:2-13:7.
圣经根据希伯来书十一章二节、十三节、十三章七节。
Okay, we start with purpose number one. Faith is for spiritual perception.
我们从第一个目的开始，就是信心为了产生属灵知觉。
PowerPoint. What is spiritual perception?
什么是属灵知觉？
In the physical world, perception means organizing and interpreting sensory data to understand our environment.
在物质世界中，知觉是指组织并诠释感官资讯，以理解周遭环境。
Spiritual perception is the ability to recognize spiritual truth, realities, and divine direction beyond what our five senses can detect.
属灵知觉就是指能够察觉并明白超越五感范围之外的属灵真理，实相与神圣的指引。
It includes intuition, discernment, and sensitivity to the spiritual realm, enabling us to see the hidden essence behind everyday event.
它包括直觉、辨别能力。以及对属灵领域的敏感，使人能洞察人日常事件背后的本质。
However, many people are blind to the spiritual realm.
很可惜，很多人就是对这一点是盲目的。
Illustration one, Second Kings 6:15-17.
第一个例子就是列王记上六章十五节到十七节。
Elisha's servant woke up one morning to a terrifying sight. He saw a whole Aramean army surrounding the city, and fear overwhelmed him.
以利沙的仆人清晨起来，看见亚兰的大军包围了全城，因此心中充满恐惧。
Elisha prayed that the Lord would open his servant's eye, and suddenly the young man saw the hills filled with horses, chariots of fire, God's armies standing guard.
以利沙求神开仆人的眼睛，结果那少年人忽然看见满山有火把火车围绕着以利沙，是神的军队在保护他们。
The servant have been blind spiritually, unable to perceive the greater reality of God's presence and protection until God opened his eyes.
那仆人属灵的眼睛不曾打开，直到神使他使他看见他同在与保护的军队现实。
Second illustration, Job chapter 1:6-12.
例子二是约伯记一章六到十二节。
Job was a man who feared God and lived a righteous, perfect life.
约伯是一个敬畏神、行事正直的完全人。
But suddenly calamity swept over him, touching his family, his possession, and even his livestock.
然而灾难却突然临到他，波及他的儿女、财物，甚至牲畜。
Job and his friends engaged in a long debate about why God allowed these tragedies.
约伯就想为什么上帝会让他遇到这样的难处。
The Bible tells us something happened in heaven.
圣经告诉我们在天上发生了这样的事。
That day, the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them.
那一天，神的众子来侍立在耶和华面前，撒旦也在其中。
Jesus quoted what Isaiah said: "These people could ever be hearing, but never understanding; be ever seeing, but never perceiving."
主耶稣就说到这个以赛亚书六章九节，那里说：“这百姓听是要听见，却不明白；看是要看见，却不晓得。”
What causes spiritual blindness?
什么导致属灵蒙蔽？
Reason number one, blame it on the devil.
第一个原因，这世界的神。
Okay, the god of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers.So that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ.
这世界的神弄瞎了他们的心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。零后四章四节。
Reason number two, blame it on yourself. A hardened heart that refuses correction.
第二个原因，我们自己心硬，拒绝被纠正过来。
For these people's heart has become callous. They hardly hear with their eyes and their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them.
因为这些百姓由蒙了心，耳朵发沉。眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见了，心里明白了，回转过来，我就医治他们。马太福音十三章十五节。
In other words, they purposely shut their ear, close their eye, and they turn their heart away.
意思是他们自己闭上眼睛，就转过身去，自己硬着心肠。
Number three.Unregenerated. Spiritual perception can only happen after one has been born again.
第三个原因是没有重生，人必须重生才能拥有属灵知觉。
Okay, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he's born again.
人若不重生，就不能看见神的国。
A dead man cannot see.
使人看不见。
A dead man cannot hear.
使人听不到。
A dead man cannot understand.
使人不能明白。
A dead man does not have the desire for what he needs.
使人对他所需要的事物没有欲望。
Conversely, a newborn baby cries for milk immediately after birth.
相反的，新生婴孩出生后会立刻哭着要吃奶。
So, the conclusion, one has to be born again to have spiritual perception.
结论就是，人必须重生，才能拥有属灵的知觉。
If one has spiritual perception, he can see. Faith sees.
属灵的知觉就是信心的看见。
In the Chinese version of the Bible, okay, Union version of the Chinese Bible, if you look up this word, look, see, and behold, it appears a total of 17 times.Indicating that seeing and faith are closely related.
在中文和合本圣经里，看、见、望这三个字一共出现了17次，显示看见与信心是密切相关的。
For example, it says, Moses by faith saw the Lord who is invisible.
例如，摩西因着信如同看见那不能看见的主。
Second, faith foreknows.
信心的预知。
By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their futures.
以撒因着信就指着将来的事给雅各、以扫祝福。
By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instruction about his bone.
约瑟因着信临终的时候提到以色列族将来要出埃及，并为自己的骸骨留下遗命。
George Mueller is a Christian famous for his great faith in God.
乔治·穆勒是一个以对神坚定信心而闻名的基督徒。
During a transatlantic voyage, Mueller's ship was stalled off the coast of Newfoundland by dense fog.
在一次横跨大西洋的航行程中，穆勒的船只因浓雾而滞留在纽芬兰海岸外。
Mueller informed the captain that he must reach Quebec by Saturday for an engagement.
穆勒告知船长，他必须在周六前抵达魁北克，以履行一项约定。
The captain insisted that it was impossible.
船长坚称这根本不可能。
And then Mueller.Invited the captain to go to the chart room to play.
穆勒随即带着船长前往海图斯祷告。
Mueller said, "My eyes are not on the fog, but on the living God who controls all circumstances."
穆勒说，我的眼目并非聚焦于雾气的浓密。程度，而是注视那位掌管一切际遇的活神。
After a brief, simple prayer, the fog lifted within 5 minutes.
经过简短脱时的祷告后，浓雾在5分钟就消失了。
And Mueller arrived in Quebec exactly on time.
穆勒就准时抵达了。
Can you see what you see there in this picture?
你能看见什么？
It says, faith is believing what you cannot see.
信心是相信你不能看见的。
We live by faith, not by sight.
我们是相信凭信。凭信心相信，不是凭看见。
So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
原来我们不是不念所见的，乃是不念所不见的。因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远。
Well, faith has a second purpose, and that purpose is connection with God.
信心的第二个目的，信心是为了与神连结。
The Bible clearly tells us that faith is required when we approach God.
圣经清楚地告诉我们，我们必须要有信心，才可以亲近神。
Hebrews 11:6 tells us, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
希伯来书11:6，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，并信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Therefore, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence. Hebrews 4:14-16.
所以我们就应当持守我们所认定的信仰，满怀信心地来到施恩的宝座前吧。希伯来书4:14-16。
In my previous sermon titled The Necessity of Faith in Prayer, I pointed out that prayer is like a phone that connects us to God. Faith is the battery that powers the connection.
我前一章的讲道是说到信心，我用的一个是就是信心好像一个手机一样。
Well, prayer is like the cell phone, but faith is like the battery that powers the cell phone.
我曾指出，祷告就是像我们与神连接的一个手机。信心就是手机里面的这个提供动力的电池。
Without a battery, a phone is still a phone, but it cannot connect. Similarly, without faith, prayer becomes a ritual, but without power.
手机没了电池，外表看来也是一个手机，却无法与别人联络。同样的，祷告若是没有信心，就只是一种仪式，失去了能力。
There is a beautiful song that tells us what prayer needs, why prayer needs faith to unlock the door to heaven.
有一首优美的歌曲告诉我们，祈祷需要信仰才能打开通往天堂的大门。
And below is the lyrics of the song.
下面就是这首诗歌的歌词。
Now, the lyric is in the song's video, so I'm not going to read it, but it is an English song, so I like Linda to read the Chinese lyric. So those who don't quite understand English well can understand what it's sing about.
这个诗歌是用英文唱的，所以我现在就把中文的歌词读出来。祷告是与上帝连结的关键，唯有信心是开启天门的钥匙。将话说出是容易的事，但没有信心的祷告就像无障之舟。向神祈求要有信心，这是绝对啊，这是他对你的要求。是的，祷告是与上帝连结的关键，唯有信心是开启天门的钥匙。
Yeah, can you read it? Continue? How long
OK。啊，你已经祷告了多少次？无论是为大事小事，你已经等候了多久？啊，是否？怎么看不见了？
答复。
你已经等候了多久？是否答复始终没有来临？言语仅是思想的表白。不过如此，朋友，真正的关键是相信，而信心正是开启天门的钥匙。向神祈求要有信心，这是他对你的要求。是的，祷告语是与上帝连结的关键，唯有信心是开启天门的钥匙。
Now let us hear the song. 旁边的 PowerPoint 里。
Is the key to heaven, but faith unlocks the door. Words are so easily spoken. A prayer without faith is like a boat without an oar.Have faith when you speak to the master. That's all he asks you for. Yes, prayer is the key to heaven, but faith unlocks the door. How many times have you prayed for something big or small? How long did you have to wait? Or did the answer ever come at all? Words are mere expressions of thought and nothing more. Believing is what really counts, my friend. And faith is what unlocks the door. Have faith when you speak to the master. That's all he asks you for. Yes, pray.To heaven, but faith unlocks the door. Yes, prayer is the key to heaven, but faith unlocks the door. What
a beautiful and meaningful song.
真是很美的诗歌，很有意思。
Now, there is another prerequisite to connection with God.
与神连接又有一个先决的条件。
Consider Nicodemus, who realized Jesus as a teacher of God, of higher status than himself.
尼哥底母为例，他认定耶稣是从神而来的老师，地位比他更高。
So Nicodemus came to see Jesus in secret to learn the secret of his connection with God.
尼哥底母偷偷来见耶稣，要知道他与神连结的秘诀。
Jesus told Nicodemus, unless one is born again, a person cannot even see the kingdom of God, not to mention entering it to meet God.
耶稣对尼哥底母说，人若不重生，连神的国都看不见，更不用说能进去见神了。
This tells us that new birth is a prerequisite to connection with God.
这就告诉我们，重生是与神建立关系的先决条件。
This is the core of Reformed theology. Regeneration precedes faith.
这就是改革中神学的核心，重新重生先于信心。
There's another prerequisite to connection with God.
与神建立连结还有另外一个先决条件。
Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Ephesians 2:18 said further, For through him, that is the Son Jesus, we have access to the Father by one Spirit.
以弗所书二章十八节进一步的说，因为透过他圣子耶稣，我们借着圣灵得以亲近圣父。
So, to sum up, we need four things to be able to connect to God the Father.
总而言之，我们需要借四项才能与父神建立关系。
Number one, regeneration.
第一个就是圣灵的重生。
Number two, saving faith.
第二，得救的信心。
Number three, through Jesus.
第三，透过耶稣。
Number four, by faith and guided or enabled by the Spirit.
凭着信心，靠着圣灵。
Okay, the third purpose of faith I want to mention is it is for receiving from God.
信心的第三个目的，信心是为了从神领受。
As I mentioned earlier, the three words see, behold, and look appear a total of 17 times in Hebrew 11, indicating that seeing and faith are closely related.
我刚才提到看、见、望这三个字在希伯来书十一章里一共出现了十七次，显示看见与信心是有密切相关的。
I wonder if anybody noticed that another Chinese word also appears 17 times in Hebrew 11.
不知道有没有人注意到希伯来书第十一章还有另外一个中文字也是出现了十七次。
Please raise your hand and tell me what that word is, if you know it.
如果你知道那个字，请你们举手告诉我。
Anybody know? Nobody know.
没人知道吗？
That's okay. That's okay. All right. Thank God for opening up my eye and find this word.
感谢主，他打开我的眼睛，我看见这个字了。
And that word is the Chinese word "duck"? Receive, obtain.
那个字就是得，就是得到。
The word "duck", okay, receive, obtain, appear in these verses in Hebrew 11.
这个字在希伯来书十一章里面出现的。
Okay, you can look that up after you go home.
你可以回家再看。
The Chinese character duck or receive appears 17 times in Hebrew 11, emphasize that faith is closely connected to receiving from God.
在希伯来书十一章中，德这个汉字出现了17次，强调了信心与从神那里领受的密切的关系。
I sometimes wonder whether anybody pay attention to the sermon title slide I put out, especially this one.
有时候我会想，大家有没有注意我这个题，这个影片上面的这个题目，这一章哈，它的意义有没有仔细看呢
？Yeah. Take a moment and look at this picture.
大家看一看。
What does it imply?
什么意思呢
？Well, this slide is inspired by a quote of Thomas Cranmer, a well-known Scottish theologian and minister in the 19th century.
这一张投影片的灵感源于托马斯·查尔莫斯的一句名言。他是19世纪的一位著名的苏格兰神学家牧师。
Now Thomas Cranmer famously said, "Faith is like the hand of the beggar that takes the gift."
这个标题投影片引用了查莫斯的名言：“信心就好像乞丐伸手领受施舍。”
So you can see, you know what this picture is telling us about.
所以你就可以想象到这个图画的意思了。
You see the beggar's hand receiving a gift.
你看到这乞丐的手在接受领受一个礼物。
Grace is a gift, not a wage. The beggar must reach out.When he reaches out, that's faith. But he cannot boast in the reaching out of his hand, which has nothing.
恩典是礼物，不是报酬。乞丐必须伸出手来，这就是信心。但他不能因为伸出手而自夸，因为他的手并没有为礼物增添什么。
And even that reaching hand.Which is our saving faith, is God's gift.
所以就是连他伸出的手，就是我们的信心，都是神所赐的。
And that's in Ephesians 2:8 and Romans 10:17.
这里是以弗所书二章八节，还有罗马书十章十七节所说到的。
Figure the man with a withered hand in Mark 3, without Jesus' healing.He could not even stretch out his hand.
想想马可福音第三章，那位手枯干了的人，若非耶稣，他根本无法伸出手来领受。
And think about another person. I believe most of you heard about Nick Vujicic, born without arms and legs. Yet he has faith in God, and because of his faith, he received God's grace that empowers him to do what seems impossible.
我们再想一想，这个 Nick 胡哲，虽然他是没有手脚，但他对神有信心，领受到神奇妙的恩典，使他不受限制，能做很多的事。
Faith receives, God provides.Everything.
信心就是领受，一切供应都是来自神。
I want to conclude the third purpose of faith with two parables.
我想用两个比喻来总结信心的第三个目的。
Although these parables are fictional, they contain valuable lessons and moral implications.They are frequently used by pictures.
虽然这两个比喻都是, 都是虚构的，但是它的内容却带给我们很多的思想。
Some people call the first parable the graduation Bible and hidden car key story.
有些人将第一个比喻称为毕业圣经与藏起来的车钥匙。
A son wanted a sport car for graduation gift. His wealthy father gave him a Bible instead.
有一个儿子，他希望毕业的时候得到 一辆跑车，但他富有的父亲却送了他一本圣经。
He was angry and he rejected the gift and broke the relationship with his father.
儿子很生气，拒绝了礼物，并与父亲断绝关系。
Years later, after his father died, the son opened the Bible and a car key fell out with a tag showing the car had been paid in full on his graduation day.
多年后，在他父亲过世后，儿子打开那本圣经，一把钥匙掉了出来，钥匙上的标签显示那辆车早就在他毕业的当天就已经付清了。
Romans 5:2 tell us we have gained access by faith into God's grace.
罗马书五章二节告诉我们，我们因着信得进入现在所站的这恩典中。
God has already given us the key of access, which is faith, but many believers never use the key to access the grace of God that has been made available to them.
神早已经给了我们开启恩典之门的钥匙，那就是信心，但许多信徒却从未使用这把钥匙去获取神给他们预备好了的恩典。
The second concluding parable is called the tragedy of unopened gifts.
第二个比喻名为未拆封礼物的悲剧。
The parable recounts a Christian man who, upon entering heaven, is shown by an angel a large warehouse filled with countless beautifully wrapped gifts. Each gift had a person's name on it.
这个比喻讲述了一位基督徒，当他进入天堂后，有一位天使带他参观一座巨大的仓库，里面堆满了无数包装精美的礼物，每一份礼物上都写着一个人的名字。
Inside the building, the man found a package with his own name. Puzzled, he asked, "What is this place and these gifts?"
在仓库里，那人发现了一个写着他自己名字的包裹，他满脸困惑地问，这里是什么地方？这些礼物又是什么呢？
The angel replied, "These are the gifts God prepared for his children, but they never ask for them, never reach out for them, and never have them."
天使回答说，这些是神为他的儿女们预备好了的礼物，但他们从未诉求过，从未伸手去拿，也从未有得着。
After the man heard this, he wept.
这人听见后就哭了。
As we come to the end of today's sermon, let us summarize what it has taught us.
今天的信息来到尾声，让我们来总结一下从中获得的教训。
Faith sees what natural eyes cannot see.
信心能使我们看见肉眼所无法看见的事物。
Faith opens our spiritual perception, connects us to the living God who cannot be seen by the natural eyes.
信心能够开启我们的属灵洞察力，使我们与那位肉眼无法看见的活神连结。
And faith enables us to receive beautiful gifts and blessings that God has already prepared for us.
并且信心使我们能够领受神早已为我们预备好的美好恩赐和祝福。
We saw that without faith, Elisha's servant could not see the enemy, but with open eyes, he saw the armies of God.
我们看见，若没有信心，以利沙的仆人只能看见敌军，但当属灵的眼睛被打开，他看见的是满山都有耶和华神的火马火车。
Without faith, Job could only see earthly suffering.
没有信心，约伯就只能看见地上的苦难。
But he could not perceive what was moving in heaven.
但看不见天上的属灵动态。
Without faithWe too remain blind to God's presence, God's purposes, and God's provisions.
同样的，若没有信心，我们也会对神的同在、神的旨意、神的供应一无所见。
We also learned that faith is the hand of the beggar, not adding anything to God's gift, but simply receiving what grace freely offers.
我们也学到，信心就像乞丐伸手领受施舍的手，他不为神的恩典增添什么，只是单纯领受。
God has placed the key of access in our hand already.
神早已将开启恩典之门的钥匙放在我们的手中。
The tragedy is not that God withholds blessing.But that many believers never ask, never stretch out their hand, and never take possession of the gifts and blessing God has already prepared for them.
可悲的不是神不给我们，而是许多信徒从不祈求，从不伸手领受，也从未真正的得着神早已为他们预备好的礼物和祝福。
So,How shall we respond to today's message?
那么我们应当如何回应今天的信息呢？
First, ask God to open our spiritual eyes.
第一，求神开我们属灵的眼睛。
Second, draw near to God by faith, not by feeling or circumstances.
第二，凭信心亲近神，不凭感觉，不凭环境。
Third, receive from God with humility, knowing that everything is grace.
第三，从神领受恩典，知道一切都是白白得着的。
Fourth, live each day fixing our eye on what is unseen and eternal, not on what is seen and temporary.
第四，每天定睛在所不见的永恒，而不是所见的暂时。
May God give us the faith that sees, the faith that connects, and the faith that receives, so that our lives may become a testimony that glorifies.
愿神赐给我们能看见的信心，能与他连结的信心，能领受他恩赐的信心。使我们的生命成为荣耀他的见证。
Close with a prayer.
让我们祷告结束。
Lord Jesus, thank you for speaking to us today.
主耶稣，感谢你今天向我们说话。
Open our spiritual eye to see what you are doing.
求你开启我们属灵的眼睛，看见你的作为。
Strengthen our faith to trust what we cannot see, and teach us to receive Every grace you have already prepared for us.
坚固我们的信心，信靠那些肉眼看不见的事，也教导我们领受你早已为我们预备的一切恩典。
Help us to walk by faith this week, not by sight, not by fear, and not by our own understanding, but by fixing our eye on you, the unseen and eternal God.
帮助我们在这一周凭信而行，不凭眼见，不凭恐惧，也不凭自己的聪明，单单定睛在你这位看不见却永恒的真神。
In the name of Jesus, our Lord, we pray.
奉我们主耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
Amen. Okay, now, Sister Alex will lead us in a response song.
谢主，我们谢谢 David 长老给我们的信息。真正的信心，真的不只是相信神会做什么，更是相信神是谁。